This week in the yeshiva is actually going to be tefillah week. I will give a proper introduction to that at 9:15. Everybody should be here in the Beit Midrash for that. But one of the things that we're going to do differently is after Shacharit, instead of a Dvar Torah that relates to the Aliyah of the day, for the next week, we're going to be doing each time a different bracha or part of a different bracha of the Amidah. We're going to do the first part, so it'll be the three first brachot and the three last brachot. After the Chagim, once you're already into Chorav Zman, so then you guys are going to be in your shir. There's going to be a rotation within your shir. The Rebbe will speak to you about giving a short Dvar Torah on the middle brachot, so that everyone will also be participating. That's going to be a big part of this week. It's not just, you know, hearing things, but also being open and participating. But like I said, I'll mention that at 9:15. So the first bracha is actually critical in terms of the Amidah. Why is it critical? Anybody? Just another one of the 19 brachot. Anybody know why it's critical? So the halacha says that if you, what is the minimum of kavana that you have to have when it comes to the Amidah? And the halacha says that the minimum is that you know what the first bracha means. So if you don't know what the first bracha means, then you're kind of missing the boat when it comes to Amidah. So at the very least, you need to know what the words mean, let alone deeper meanings, etc. So I'm going to just focus on one tiny little aspect of these of this bracha. But I would highly recommend that you find time to at least learn the English words and maybe more of a meaning. Maybe I'll use that at a 10 of 10, which we'll start up again, and we'll go through the whole bracha. So in the very beginning of the bracha, it says, Elokeinu v'elokei avoteinu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. What question could you ask me about these words? Elokeinu v'elokei avoteinu, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Anybody?
Yeah, Elokei, repetition.
Okay. Right? So it says, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. It could have just said, Elokei Abraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, right? Ask me even a better question. Yeah?
Wasn't it just say, Elokei avoteinu?
It does say Elokei Avoteinu, right? In other words, it doesn't have to say then Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. It doesn't have to say them at all. So why in the world does the bracha start where every word is supposed to mean something? They're just throwing in extra words here. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu, and we go on. El Gadol Gibor Vanaram. Why does it have to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu, and then explain Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov? There's one more question that you could possibly ask, and that is that it's a little bit backwards. The order. The order should be, right, first Elokei Avoteinu, and then Elokeinu. Who came first? Last time I checked, our forefathers came before us. Yeah, pretty much. It would be kind of weird if it happened the opposite. So they come first, then comes you. So that's what it should say. So this is what the bracha should say. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Avoteinu v'Elokeinu. That's what the bracha should say. But it doesn't say that. It says Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. Then it says Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And I think that they're all connected to the same idea. The most important thing is not only about tefillah, but certainly about tefillah. The most important thing is finding your connection. Your connection. What is your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? You're about to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to think, well, what am I doing when I'm davening? Who am I standing in front of? That's Elokeinu. That comes first. Who is this God that I'm speaking to? Our goal is to increase our belief and our understanding of that God. There's one thing. Right? Let's just say there's a scale of 1 to 100. My understanding of God is somewhere between, I don't know, 20 and 30, 40, 50, whatever it is, right? I don't want to daven to half a God, right? That explains why when I was davening for 100 on my test, I got a 50, right? So, I never got a 50 on my test. Maybe 40. So what's the deal? So what we do is we say, okay, no, that comes first. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first. But we want to daven to the same full 100% God of Elokei Avoteinu, of the God of our forefathers. And even more so, and I said from the beginning that you're supposed to find your connection. Don't think that there's just one way and one universal, you know, here it is, this is God. Right? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. There's the God of Avraham, the God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov. That's the same God. But they each found a different way. Everybody knows that the Avot are associated with different midot, with Ava, with Chesed, with etc., etc., with Ira. Right? They each found God in their own way. Avram comes first. He sees the stars. He says, oh, it must be the moon, the sun, whatever, right? He found his way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yitzchak found his way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yaakov found his way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Adam and David and Sarah, they're also finding their own way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you're supposed to be doing when you start off Shemoneh Esrei. We start off by that very idea. You're about to stand in front of God. Who is this God? Elokeinu, that's the part that we have to do. We have to put in our effort. The Elokei Avotenu. But I want to dive into the same God that our forefathers dive into. And what God is that? There was Elokei Abraham. There was Avram's path that he found. Elokei Yitzhak. Yitzhak found his way to God. Elokei Yaakov. They each had their own special path and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what it's all about. And I think that fits perfectly as an introduction, even though I'm going to have a different introduction at 9:15. But that is the idea. We're going to spend now this week throwing all kinds of ideas and things at you, different discussions, meditation, etc. Right? The idea is to find Elokeinu, to find your, and to increase your Elokeinu. And know that we also have the forefathers, both as a model, and also as this is the God that I want to ultimately reach, Elokei Avotenu, the God of Abraham, the God of Yitzhak, and the God of Yaakov.